Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, do I truly approach the Eucharist with the reverence it deserves? Today's stories about Padre Pio will challenge you to reflect deeply and may even change the way you see this sacred gift. Stay tuned.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's stories shine a light on Padre Pio's remarkable ability to see into the hearts of those around him. A gift that left even the most skeptical in awe. Both stories involve the Holy Eucharist and Padre Pio's profound concern for its reverence. One comes from Lila Santana's book, Who is Padre Pio?, where we hear of an English woman whose life took a dramatic turn after a confrontation with the saint. The other, shared by Olivio Cesca in Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium, brings us to a moment of humility involving Padre Pio's own father, Grazio Forgione. So, without further ado, let's delve into the first account. Lila Santana shared. An English woman approached Padre Pio for confession and heard him say, "I have no time for you. Change your life." However, the woman was determined and returned several times, though Padre Pio flatly refused to receive her. Frustrated, she complained about his severity, but continued to queue for confession with the stigmatized priest, until one day he finally allowed her in. He said to her, "Poor blind soul, instead of complaining about my severity, you should ask yourself how God's mercy could accept you after so many years of a sacrilegious life. Whoever commits sacrilege and receives communion sacrilegiously is taking in their own condemnation. Without an extraordinary grace, granted only to souls very close to God, you will not be saved. Receiving communion in a state of mortal sin alongside your mother and husband." The author informs us that the Englishwoman abandoned the double life she was leading with illicit affairs and thanked Padre Pio for holding up a mirror to the reality of her life. And with that, we conclude our first story. What a remarkable example of God's mercy working through Padre Pio. His sternness may seem harsh at first, but it reveals his profound love for souls and his deep sense of responsibility as a priest. Padre Pio helped her recognize the gravity of her sins and the sacredness of the Eucharist. Now, let's turn to a story much closer to home for Padre Pio, one involving his own father. This story was shared by Gennaro Prezioso, who heard it from an elderly woman in San Giovanni Rotondo. Listen to this. "One summer night," she recounted, "Grazio, Padre Pio's father, my husband and I were sitting by the door when Padre Pio arrived. We spoke with him for about half an hour. As he was leaving, he said to the men, 'So, confession tomorrow, yes?' Then he returned to the convent. The next day, Grazio joined us again, and my husband jokingly asked if he had followed his son's advice. 'Of course,' Grazio replied. Then he added with amazement, 'Imagine, He even discovered a sin I had never confessed. I don't know how he knew. When he realized I couldn't recall any other sins, he reminded me of one committed on my wedding day. And what about that one, when Jesus rested on a cup, my son asked me. Seeing that his father didn't understand, Padre Pio explained what happened. It turned out that on his wedding day, before heading to the church, young Grazio passed by a table where dozens of liquor glasses had been set out for the reception after the ceremony. Feeling a bit nervous and wanting some courage, he drank one of those little glasses. In doing so, he broke the Eucharistic fast required at the time, which meant abstaining from food and drink from midnight until receiving communion. That small glass of liquor became the support upon which Jesus in the Eucharist would later rest during communion. I chuckled heartedly, Preziosa concluded, thinking of Padre Pio, his unique way of speaking, his incredible gift of reading consciences, and poor Grazio's innocent sin, perhaps needed to face such a momentous occasion as marriage. And with that, we conclude our story. In conclusion, both stories reveal Padre Pio's deep understanding of the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. As Catholics, we are called to approach the Eucharist with the same reverence Padre Pio demonstrated. The Eucharist is not just a symbol, it's a gift beyond measure, a personal encounter with Christ himself. As Cyril of Jerusalem reminds us, since Christ himself has said, "This is my body," who shall dare to doubt that it is his body? Now, I would like to ask you, my dear viewers, what do you think of these stories? Have they inspired you to reflect on your own approach to the Eucharist? Please let me know in the comments section below. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out our specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.